We've stopped briefly, a couple of hundred metres on from the last stop, to have a look at Horsesands from the distance so that we can get some idea of the layout. Now, Horsesands itself is actually two villages, North Horsesands and Horsesands Village. And North Horsesands is the first houses you get to. It's made up of some 60s, 50s council houses on the right there, and some newer houses. And then on the hill itself, you've got some brand new modern housing, some expensive housing that's just been put up in 2007, 2008. You can see those four houses there. Then in the distance, right the way around the corner of the sort of headland of Horsesands, you've got the remains of the old Horsesands village. And that was a fishing village that was destroyed by storms in the early part of the 20th century. There's a big story to this, which we'll come to later on, but you get a good view of it from here. You can see the ruined cottages of the village that were, you know, that was once a thriving fishing village with about 50 or 60 houses in it. Now all gone, except for one or two of them.
Yeah, it looks like a sort of ghost in the distance, because you can just see part of one house.
You can see in the shadows there, isn't it?
Yeah.
The other thing we can see on top of the hill, there are the two transmitter towers. What are they for?
They were built in 1939. They're radio transmission towers. It's the West Regional Transmitting Station, and it was to improve radio reception across the southwest. The whole of the southwest was transmitted from here. So we're just going to walk down into North Horsesands Village now, down the hill. Okay, I'm coming.
Here we go.
I can open this gate.
I'll stay here.